Hi, and welcome to a few stories and podcast about our expedition from Copenhagen to Istanbul. Some of these stories did not fit into the book, some of them did, but we are going to share some podcasts with you up to the release of our book, the 22nd of June. The first one that we will share with you is on our very first day, and this one didn't fit into the book, unfortunately. But we were on the water together with Lars and Gustav going down towards Kastrup Lufthavn, just outside Copenhagen. And they said goodbye and we continued on our own. Right in front of the airport, there's a stretch of water that has a lot of current because it's narrow and the wind was picking up right in our face. So we were actually struggling a bit to get past this, and we were struggling so much that at one point we decided to put a rope between us and help each other tack our way forward. In this, our kayaks were moving backwards, and my parents were looking at our tracking system, seeing that we were going backwards and maybe we were in trouble. So they decided to drive down to the end of the airport, and right next to the airport there's a repairman site for trains from all over Denmark, and they managed to talk to the guys there and come past the security guy and come down in the end behind the fence. And from there my mom calls me and she says, Lars, what's going on? Are you okay? I'm here by the side. Can you see me? And she's waving at me and I can see her. Yeah, I can see you. What's going on? Why are you there? We saw on your tracking you're going backwards and we thought you might be in trouble. It looks very tough out there. I'm like, oh, it's a little bit tough, but we're okay. We're going to manage. And she's like, I can easily arrange for a boat to come and pick you up or something if you need to. I'm like, wow, no, take it easy. We're going to manage this. We're going past this. Inside, I was like, well, bloody hell, we're not going to quit on the very first day. I didn't say that, but I wasn't concerned. It was tough, but we were managing and we were coming forward. I said, okay, we'll be fine. We'll see you in Dragør in a bit. So we continued for another 20 minutes and we got past this stretch of water. It opened up and we could easily glide into Dragør and rejoin with family and friends. This was the first little story that didn't fit into the book. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a fantastic first day for us, standing there with family and friends, a big goodbye coming to see us off, and then a nice sailing along together with Lars and Gustav, saying goodbye to them, and then the drama in front of the airport, ending with a beautiful evening in the clubhouse of the rowing club in Dragør together with friends and family. That day just had everything an adventure should have. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day. See ya.